Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning, Chris.
We're still under a nuclear shadow, and we probably always will be in one way or another, yeah?
And in part, that's what has been going on as we've been talking to some of the people who've been visiting Honolulu over the last couple of days. Although, that's not the sole focus, and we'll talk about that right now. Now, over the past few days, Honolulu has been the latest port of call for the peace boat. The voyage is the vessel's 87th, and during its journey, begun mid-April in Yokohama, Japan, it has visited several Scandinavian and European ports, Greece, Iceland, many, many more places. The trip is also the eighth global voyage for a nuclear-free world, with survivors of the attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And while that is the focus of the peace boat, another of its missions is disaster preparedness. Robin Lewis is the international coordinator for the peace boat's Disaster Relief Volunteer Center, and he joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What, in your mind, is that nexus of peace activities and disaster preparedness?
I believe that peace and disaster preparedness have certain linkages that we're trying to really work on, because rather than seeing disaster preparedness as a single topic, we like to see it as a very integrated issue that has connections with issues including nuclear issues and so on. And so we try and connect and integrate what we're doing in disaster preparedness with peace education and peace activities as well.
How do you do that?
And so, for example, if this time in Honolulu, this is our final port of call before heading back to Japan, we have seven hibakusha, who are survivors of the atomic bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, on board the ship. And so what we've been doing over the past few days is we've been very fortunate to have a number of people, over 150 people came onto the ship on Sunday to meet the hibakusha and hear their testimonies regarding the bombings that happened 70 years ago. Now, this is a very powerful moment because it is the 70th anniversary of the bombings. And so having survivors, people who are actually there on the day, talk about what happened is a great way of spreading the message of peace. Now, connecting this to disaster preparedness, as I mentioned before, we really think of disasters not just as a single issue. It's very much connected to the larger resilience concept. And so while we are campaigning for the abolition of nuclear weapons, we're also trying to connect it to larger resilience issues, including disaster preparedness.
Which specific issues, Robin?
Peace boat has a number of different activities, and so disaster risk reduction and disaster relief is actually just one of our many issues. So, of course, while we have many activities, we do try and keep them related. So, for example, if with regards to the nuclear weapon issue, we do have programs that advocate for strong countermeasures and strong preparedness in for families living in near nuclear facilities. So, for example, there was the Fukushima nuclear disaster that happened in 2011 in the Great East Japan earthquake. And so we do advocate for strong and effective disaster plans for communities living in nuclear power plant areas. So there is a connection between the nuclear weapon issue and also nuclear power, especially after the disaster that happened in Fukushima in 2011.
With which you have some great fluency because you were there leading some international teams, weren't you?
Yes, I was. So I was. I myself am half English, half Japanese. My maternal grandfather is from Sendai, and so after the earthquake happened, I went to the Tohoku region, which is the north of Japan, which is very badly affected by the tsunami. And I was helping as a bilingual coordinator. I was helping international volunteers who had come to Japan to help people as an interpreter and also as a team lead. So we had about volunteers from I believe 56 countries come to Japan to help with the recovery and the relief efforts. So we do really show our appreciation for those people who came from across the world to help us in our time of need.
Robin Lewis, Hawaii is a very different place from perhaps many of the ports that you've been to. And you are looking at this issue of disaster preparedness, not just for nuclear issues, but other issues too. What specifically do you see in Hawaii? Because clearly we don't have nuclear facilities.
Right. I think Hawaii and Japan share many similar disaster risks in the terms of tsunamis and also earthquakes, volcanoes. In Japan right now, we've had a number of volcano eruptions, especially in recent months. And I think we do share a number of those risks. And so I think if we can figure out ways to share our best practices and share our lessons learned, especially given the high human cost of what happened in 2011 with the communities of Hawaii, I believe that we can find a mutual benefit there where we can both learn and grow from those experiences.
Specifically, do you see anything as you just cast your eye about, and you've been here all of a couple of days, but
yeah.
Even so, as you look around and you've talked to people during this time, are there specific issues that you think we need to pay more attention to that we've been glossing over?
Over the past few days, I've been very fortunate enough to meet many community leaders and people working in disaster risk reduction. One of the issues that I heard was that there are a number of somewhat marginalized communities living in coastal areas. Now, with the tsunami risk, if there is a tsunami that hits the coastal areas, the people that I met were very concerned that these marginalized communities living by the coast would have a very difficult time and may not be prepared. And so perhaps that could be an area of further exploration.
And how did that compare to other coastal communities that you've been visiting during this time with the Peace Boat who also might have the same threat?
Yeah, I think the issues faced by coastal communities around the world are very similar. I mean, if we look at Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines, we see, again, the most impoverished, the most marginalized communities living on the coast were the hardest hit. And so I think these issues really are very cross-cutting and do apply to different contexts in different countries.
And finally, I know you're getting ready to leave and go back to Japan for the end of this voyage. Are there specific lessons that you found yourself understanding better or maybe encountering for the first time this trip than you have on past excursions?
Is that specific to Hawaii or is that generally?
Generally, and if anything is particularly applicable to Hawaii other than what we've just talked about, what would that be?
We were very fortunate enough to have many people working in disaster management and emergency management come onto the ship yesterday. We had a conference called the Resilient Aloha Conference, and our theme there was a focus on a whole community disaster risk reduction. And so I think one of the issues that really came up yesterday in that conference was that there needs to be a very holistic and integrated approach from all sectors of society to reduce and prevent disaster risks. So that includes communities, governments, NGOs, the military as well, trying to engage everyone and get everyone on the same page to ultimately save lives and minimize these risks.
Well, Robin Lewis, we wish you a safe and uneventful trip home to Japan, and we look forward to the next visit of the Peace Boat. Thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back next July and also next November in Honolulu, so we look forward to seeing you then.
Absolutely. We'll plan on it. Robin Lewis is the International Coordinator for the Peace Boat's Disaster Relief Volunteer Center. His focus is international humanitarian response, disaster risk reduction, and UN-related projects. He led international teams after the 2011 tsunami in Japan and was the Peace Boat's field coordinator in disaster relief projects in Nepal, Vanuatu, and the U.S. The peace boat will be leaving Honolulu this week for its return trip to Japan and will return here, as Mr. Lewis said, next year.